clearly RFK was the life of the party. I mean, clearly. We've been talking about RFK's nascent appointment to the secretarial head of the Department of Health and Human Services. You want to join the convo, 855-752-4842. As I often do, I have tried to group the issues here relating to RFK into three categories. And category number one is that the man is morally unfit. If, you know, putting small mice into blenders and reveling in that violence, if his drug and booze-soaked youth isn't enough, at least according to his cousin Caroline, the man now is addicted to attention and power. This is not someone who will serve the public interest well. And when you have someone who's addicted to attention and power, the facts of things, the reality, the real impacts on human lives is largely irrelevant. It's a form of sociopathy. And if all of that were not enough, he's also been credibly accused of sexual assault by a former nanny or babysitter. And in response to this, we had worked to get the sound. I will have it for you eventually, maybe tomorrow. I'll just paraphrase. The guy said in response to these allegations, I was no Boy Scout and have many skeletons in my closet. So many skeletons, in fact, that if these skeletons could vote, I could run and win for king of the world. That's not what I would call a full-throated denial of the sexual assault allegations. He also allegedly texted her and sort of pseudo-apologized for it. By the way, all this occurred when he was married, which seems almost quaint. Like the infidelity, oh, well, that's not such a big deal. As well as the fact that the man was buddies with Epstein, is on many of the Epstein flight manifests. You know what I'd like to see if they're going to start releasing a whole bunch of documents and things? Not just the stuff about the Kennedy assassination or MLK. How about those Epstein tapes, huh? How about those? How about all the Epstein flight records? Let's get all that out in the open. I'd be down for that. Join this conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I want you all to take a listen to this because I would take from this that RFK pretty much sounds like a racist. Let's take a listen, Corey. This is going to be cut 20.
I had a great education. I had a family who loved me. I had role models in my country. I had confidence in my own future. Oh, you know, those kind of things had no impact on me. And that's the kind of resilience that we want to give the black American children so that they have so much confidence in their own future that when they do encounter the inevitable racism, that it will bounce off them, that they'll be, you know, like the Avengers, they'll be immune to it. And then we don't have to stop racism altogether because we're never going to be able to do that, but we can have children that are not affected by it, that don't internalize it, that don't see it as their problem. They see it as the person whose race is problem.
I'm sorry. The son of a president has the audacity to tell us how to build resilience in the black community and for black children. You know why you were resilient, Bobby? Because your last name's Kennedy and you got a crap load of money and people that covered up for your admitted decades of criminal behavior, never actually felt a real consequence in your whole life, and now you've been appointed to be cabinet secretary. It's disgusting. Jack from Merrimack, you're on the line. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Well, first of all, there is the firing of the inspectors general for a whole bunch of these agencies, and then Trump's going to sequester the funds and investigate and see whether there is anything funny going on, wastage, improper use of funds, et cetera. of course, the inspectors general are supposed to be finding that stuff out. Oh, gee, what a coincidence.
Yeah, it's, Jack,
kind of ironic.
The very idea that he's firing the IGs, which he ultimately could do, and at the same time giving voice to, like, oh, I'm about efficiency and accountability. It's all garbage, right? It's not about any of that. It's about ensuring that you embarrass and shame and call out anything that you can arguably even claim is a misstep by people that oppose you, while covering up and explaining away all of your own corruption and graft and lack of any sort of ethical bounds at all. I mean, it's laughable at its inception. So, so silly. So, so absurd. Mark from Pradusak, you're up next. What do you have to say, sir?
Well, I'm a hunter, but this whole thing of hearing that Bobby Kennedy Jr. actually put live animals in a blender is just something beyond the pale. I mean, it is possible to get, if you need mice and that kind of thing, to feed to your hawks. I mean, you can get them frozen and where they're, I hope, hopefully humanely euthanized and frozen, and then you defrost them and you feed them to your hawks. I mean, I actually had a friend actually had raised.
Lost you there for a second, Mark. Please continue.
Yeah, he actually had, you know, he was a herpetologist, and he had snakes that I had to take care of a few times. And what I did is I went downstairs in his apartment and got the rats or mice out of the freezer and defrosted them and fed them to the snakes. I mean, it is, the whole cruelty of the thing is just what gets me. I mean, that it indicates a level of, I don't know if it stops at sociopathy, but some kind of psychopathy that is just
it's disturbing, kind of, to say the least. You got Christy Nome putting a bullet in their dog's head.